It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes. Welcome to another episode of Animation. Half the squad's in the fucking building. Ice, myself. No, bitch ass.
Ho ass.
Bitch ass.
Fuck ass.
Rob. No, bitch ass. Ho ass.
Bitch ass. Ho ass. Fuck ass. Punk ass.
Fuck boy ass.
Bald headed bitch.
Brennan ass.
Neither one of them motherfuckers in here.
Just us two in the building today. So, you know, they couldn't be here for
whatever reason.
They're actually technically in the building. They're like literally in the building.
They both pulled. Rob pulled a Brennan today.
Yeah, he pulled.
It was like I'm too busy with my job that pays me.
Yeah.
To do your little thing that you're doing over there.
But if you have the Patreon, patreon.com/animation, SHUN, Rob did pull up on the pre-stream, showed up for a little bit, talked to us for a second.
Hey, whether it's you and Rob, you and I, Brennan and you, me and Brennan, no matter who on the show, all of us, three-fourths, all-fourths, a quarter, it's still the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
You know what's funny? I wonder, was Brennan about to come into the room? And he was like, and he heard that. He's like, oh, see, this is why I didn't want to come in. To the room.
It's so funny, too, because sometimes I'd be wanting to catch him, but then I'd be like, bro, I'm going to forget if I don't. So it's just like, it's like that constant battle. Mm. I think I missed it maybe twice total, ever. Yeah. Almost three, which y'all saved me on one of them. But I'm usually pretty good about getting it in there when he's sleeping.
Yeah. All right, so, you know.
Damn right it is.
This week, we'll be discussing Gurren Lagann episodes 9 and 10. And My Heroes episode, 18 and 19, I believe, right?
Yep.
Yeah, 18 and 19, My Heroes season 6. But before we do that, as always, we got a nice little poll for you guys. And you have it pulled up?
Yes, indeedy. I wanted to put a little hard poll out there. Wait.
Super pause, yeah.
Hey, wait, hold on. No. I wanted to put a poll that was difficult out there for you guys. So it was who come on, Kim. Come on, man.
You just caught it?
The poll is, which one of these dynamic anime duos is most likely to betray one another? Which one of these dynamic anime duos is most likely to betray one another? And the duos are, just to get you guys know, we have Deku and All Might, we have Gon and Killua, we have Nezuko and Tanjiro, we have Kamina and Simon, and then we have the Eric brothers, Alphonse and Edward. Coming in at a whopping number. I mean, the winner was Gon and Killua, which means you guys said that Gon and Killua were the most likely to kill one another, to betray one another. The Shun Gang, so this says the Shun Gang is spoken to be the most likely to betray each other. Deku and All Might were next in line to break their bond. Then it was Kamina and Simon at third. And Tanjiro and Nezuko with the Elric brothers proved to have a bond too strong to break and tie for last place. What do you think? Who do you think of these guys? I think Gon and Killua at number one is nuts.
To kill each other first?
To betray each other first.
Why?
Gon literally changed Killua's life. And I think at least how it's explained in the show, Killua, it feels like in Gon's debt forever.
Mm, okay.
And they've had squabbles before, and they just kind of got over it.
Yeah, like young boy, kind of like best friend squabbles.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, kill?
Mm.
We just said betray.
Betray? Let's
just
say betray.
Yeah, just, okay. Yeah, that was the poll. Which one of these dynamic duos is most likely to betray one another? I think Deku and All Might might be the ones. of these groups, Deku and All Might, and I think somebody really made a good point that Deku All Might might betray Deku because it's for the greater good.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. Why that would happen? Yeah,
just because it might be a situation where, and you know, betrayal is such a loose term. Mm-hmm. It might be a situation where we'll talk a little bit about this more. Deku would not want to kill Shigaraki, and All Might be like, "Nah, I got to get him up out of here and kill him."
Yeah, this ain't about you, bro. This is about like you said, like it's about the greater cause, and we know we got to get him up out of here. So we shot him with a poisonous dart that's gonna kill him within the next 30 seconds.
Yeah,
because you couldn't do it. Well, why, guys? Why, Mr. All Might? Because you a bitch, bro.
Yeah,
you it ain't the G ain't in you, bro.
Yeah.
So we got to do it. This is how we already made up our mind, and this is why, you know. That's why you're not the leader of this shit right now. That's why, at least as of right now, you ain't the number one hero. You don't make decisions, dog.
Yeah, you can't. Do you think so? Is Deku and All Might your pick?
No, I was gonna say Tanjiro and Nezuko, and not because of Tanjiro. I was gonna say Nezuko just because she is a demon, one, and two. Mm-hmm. I think if somebody gets a hold of her and she's the easiest one that can be manipulated. Getting a hold of her for a certain period of time, not necessarily like tomorrow, like she's gonna do it, but like. If somebody grabs her and be like, all right, we're going to start to train her and raise her in this way for the next however many years, she might not even understand. Well, she probably would know that's her brother, but it might still get done. That's just my personal opinion. Just because she has, I understand her will to not do that is pretty high, but I also too know that her will is because she's around her brother 24/7 and he's pushing that in her to not do it. That kind of like, you know, helped her out or whatever. But if Muzan got a hold of her and was just like, yo, I'm going to train you for the next 5 years to be a beast in this bitch.
She came in at 4%. Her and the Elric brothers got 4%.
Elric brothers, I see why they're that high. That ain't happening. Mm-hmm. I don't see Ed now.
But they locked in. I mean, all what Edward is doing is for Alphonse.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see him ever betraying him.
Yeah.
I don't see that ever happening. I guess I can see why somebody might say Gil and Killua, because there's no blood relation there.
Yeah.
And you know, they're little kid friends. They might get older and be like, man, I don't like what you took my girl, dog.
Yeah.
That could break up any relationship. That could break up any friendship. You stole my girl, dog, man. He's like, yeah, I was hitting her better, bro. Oh shit. He gong up the fishing pole and try to hit him with it.
Yeah.
It's just like
And some people were saying that Killua comes from a family of assassins. So it's like, if, you know, Gon happens to be somebody that he got to kill for his job, he going to pick.
I don't think it would be because of that. I mean, we saw what happened to him. He got manipulated by his brother. So
yeah.
I could see something like that happening to where they manipulate him to where he doesn't even know that Gon is gone. Like, he's kind of seeing somebody different.
Oh, okay.
And then he kills him and be like, oh, shit, I killed my best friend. I can see that happening because it's like, you know, if they feel like Gon is like, manipulating Killua too much, was like, yo, man, you kind of took our guy, our little brother, and made him into somebody that we don't need him to be right now. He needs to be this over here.
Yeah.
So we're going, whatever, put something in him to make him think that when he sees you, he sees the enemy.
Yeah, just and to then, get you up out of here.
And he gets you up out of there. And he's,
can Killua beat Gon?
I think he would be able to beat Gon because Gon's not going to go there. He's not going to go to that big buff version of himself.
Mm.
He gonna the whole time he'll be like, come on, Killua, please, stop. Yeah. He ain't going to ever go to the massive, you know, monster that he can be and fight him at full strength. I just don't think he will. Because I think if he does, well, I don't know, because I feel like Killua's skill set from an assassin standpoint, if he goes, all right, I know Gon is a monster. I can't fight him head up like this because he's too strong. I'm going to have to trap him, like you said, hit him with some poisonous stuff that kills him, and then gets him out of there. That's what I think.
Some of the Patreon comments is Kamina and Simon, Gon and Killua ain't never killing each other. Okay. That was my call. We got Sir Spectacular saying they ain't related and Killua was raised by shifty assassins. Killua loves Gon like a brother. Yeah, Deku and All Might hands down. And then they said we had both Spec and Ron talking about how, well, he said All Might begged. All Might on the most recent episode begged Deku Mama in tears to take him on his wing. And then Ron said Nezuko did almost kill him. So, Tanjiro. So,
here we are.
Nezuko. But they got the lease. They got the lease. I think people see how locked in they are. And it was a wide margin. Gon and Killua won at 49%. The next group was Deku and All Might at 26%. What do you think about, you know, now that you guys passed that point in the story? Do you think there was be a chance that Simon would betray Kamina?
Kamina. I can see. I mean, maybe it might have. Maybe something might have happened to where, like, you know, he went out and went as hard, and then he got him killed. Like, you know, if the same thing was kind of kept on going with, like, him taking his girl, and or he felt like his girl was being taken. He's just like, oh man, and then all of a sudden he just blanks out into where it's just like, I gotta help Kami. And he's just like, nah, let him go.
Damn.
And I can see that. I can see that probably happening
mm-hmm.
at that point. But like now, I mean, I don't know. I don't fully know. I think Kamina, I think he might do it too on some, just like, you know, he felt like it's for the greater, not necessarily the greater cause, but like if he feels like, you know, I think he would accidentally kill Simon and be like, he'll go too far, but you gotta do this. Stop. You gotta stop being a bitch. And all of a sudden it's just like he punches him too hard and he accidentally kills him. He's like, oh shit.
That'd be terrible.
Oh, bro.
That'd be terrible.
I hit you too hard, dog. I'm so sorry.
That'd be terrible. That'd be a terrible way for somebody to go.
He'd be like, the writer, because you're a racist scene. And,
cool, guys. Well, that's the poll.
All right. So thank you for all of that. Let's jump into this K-Bake week cap. We gonna jump into what do I want to do first? Do I want to do My Hero first, or do I want to do fucking Gurren Lagann first? Let's go My Hero first, because I feel like My Hero is a little bit more exciting in my personal opinion. So let's get into this weak ass cap, y'all. It's gonna be short.
The weak caps.
All right, so let's get down, man. Midoriya was getting down with the OGs, man, of One For All. He was having a nice discussion in there. He was still in a coma, but he was having a discussion with all the. Well, most of the One For All, actually, people. The fourth writer, Hokage Shinomori, broke it down for him about his danger sense, because, you know, now he has that kind of little spidey sense or whatever he has. Shinomoria explains how he kicked the bucket at 40 years old. So he's talking to them about, like, what's happening, how some of them died, some of their power and stuff like that, and how Shinomoria, he died at age 40, and he died of old age. They don't know. He didn't know his cause of death at first. But the real story is that actually, One For All, saps some of your life power if you already have other quirks. So if you're stacking other quirks on top of the quirk you already have, it actually takes some of your lifespan away, and you can die. You normally die at an early age. So All Might was able to ball the power up for 40 years straight because All Might was quirkless. All Might never had a quirk, so he was able to have that quirk for a long time. The previous users came to the conclusion that Midoriya is going to actually probably be the last One For All wielder because he's quirkless. So this is why it all makes sense. It all makes sense why this whole time, why we needed a quirkless character to get All For One. This is why All For One didn't want to give it to anybody else. Anybody else, which now all this stuff makes sense. So they're talking to Deku, and it's like, hey bro, we're probably gonna have to need you to murder Shigaraki, dog.
You gonna have to get him
the fuck up out of here, dog. And Deku's like, but wait a second, man, I don't think I can do that because I'm a bitch ass motherfucker. I saw something else in his eyes. I know y'all saw death in his eyes, but I saw, you know, he was just a crying child. That's who he was. Nah, bro. Nah, we need that death in this bitch.
Get him up out of here. Stop playing.
So the All For One users, they talk to him. Shimura actually steps up and actually apologizes for trying to test him and saying what needs to be done and kill him. So we skip past, and now the big homies, Hawks, Best Genius, and they all rolled up on All Might, quizzing him about Midoriya. Yo, hey, bro, what's going on, bro? What's up with his power, dog?
Yeah.
We need to know. What's up with they talking about they coming for him. They want his head. They want the bodies. All right, and they're going to do anything they can to get it. A few days later, some of the top heroes, they hold a nice little press conference letting the world know what's good. So after Endeavor tells them every single thing, they all hold a press conference to tell the whole, pretty much, I guess, the country.
It's always funny just seeing them in suits, especially Best Genius, long neck ass.
Yeah, I forgot. I'll be forgetting his neck is like 4 feet long. He would look hella hilarious. So they're having a discussion, and they're pretty much spilling their whole guts about it, pretty much everything. You know, Endeavor starts to confess about his family's shady past. Meanwhile, Hulk actually spills the tea on his pops and at their and how, you know, they got rid of the villain twice. And Best Genius drops a bomb, telling the media that schools like UA are opening up for to civilians for to be a safe haven. On the low, Midoriya leaves letters for all his people, all his friends, all his homies, talking about one for all and all for one. And he pretty much lets them know, here's the deal, bro. It's over, man. They want me. Y'all not important enough. Y'all not strong enough.
Y'all not important enough?
Y'all ain't got the dog in you. Y'all ain't got that dog in y'all, man. So they ain't gonna, it's best for me to remove myself from the school. Because if I don't.
That's always been a big anime thing.
Yeah.
You in the way.
Yeah.
That's how Kite got killed.
Yeah, it's just like, let me step out of here, or, you know, sacrifice myself like that. And, you know, so that pretty much ends that last episode. It's like, Deku's pretty much like, I'm making my exit from the school, and I am out of here. That is episode, actually 18, going to episode 19, all right? Starting off, we start off with two heroes, Yoshindo and Tatimi Nakigama. Nakigame. Yeah, I'm butchering that bitch, but I don't give a fuck.
You got it.
I'm the butcher from, they call me Benny the Butcher. The butcher's coming, nigga. Katsubasuto students, whatever they're called. Anyways, there's two students pretty much that were actually in the story before. Yeah. We've actually seen them in the story before. One has like a vibrating power, and one has the power of a fucking turtle, pretty much, in the sense of like they can just duck in their turtle shell.
Trash.
Horrible. Whack. So we talk about whack powers on here. The power of a frog seemed whack, but then we saw Froggy get it down.
Yeah.
Froggy can do some dope stuff. This shit seemed garbage.
And especially how she's been using it.
Yeah, she's been. So they're on patrol now in Dead Man's Land. They're trying to convince actually some angry civilians to move their operations to the high school, which can be fortified as a safe house for refugees. But these people ain't having it. They ain't fucking with it. They don't necessarily trust the heroes anymore. They lost all faith in getting protected by them after all what happened, because they saw Gigantor. He came through and crushed the buildings like, you know, Snoop Dogg did back in the day.
That's hilarious.
Fucked up every single thing. And, you know, they rather take the chance on themselves. And so all of a sudden you see, what's his name? Muscle Man, my boy Muscles. He came through. Showed up, pulled up on on the vibrator.
Hey, man.
On the Rose. We call him the Rose in this bitch. Pulled up on the Rose. And he was like, oh, just y'all stay in there. And let me tell you something. The Rose got smacked the fuck up. You want to talk about backseat beatdowns, backseat back shots, no pause, no all that. He got fucked up.
Backseat back shots.
He got fucked up by the Muscle Man. And then we actually get a couple of shots of villain. I mean, not villain, but Deku. Vigilante Deku, Dark Deku, whatever you want to call him in his kind of new cosplay, his new costume. And to me, he looks dope as fuck. He looks like a villain, to be honest with you. He looks dangerous. He looks scary as fuck. He sees what's happening. He goes down. And he comes down, and he actually saves Shindo and leaves him with the Nakagami, and then he steps up to face Muscular. Using his Danger Sense, Float, Smokescreen, and Black Whip, he uses that to fight him. The Ghost of the Sixth User pops up to give Deku some advice, telling him to treat his quirks like tools, which is smart. Don't just use them as like these big old weapons or like all out. Use them as tools. Meanwhile, Muscular is overusing his own powers, is catching up to him. And Deku takes advantage of it, defeating him to the villain and leaving him in front of Pokemon. And he smoked him out. Like, he sees Muscles, like, shit start to rip up in between his ligaments and shit like that.
Yeah.
And goes, socks him one time. 45%, I think it was?
Yeah, 45%.
Socked him out 45%.
Detroit smash,
bro.
And he did. I love how they did it, like the old school anime one, like the, not one punch, but the over-exaggerated punch, and then he just blows up like that old.
And Muscular was talking that shit too. He was like, "Oh man, you know, I remember your voice, man. I want to get that revenge on you." It was just like, bro,
you're not even in my same tax bracket, bro.
And we see now that Deku is in a whole fucking level,
because he had him in Hell in a Cell last time.
Yeah, Deku had issues. It could have been a wrap for him. This wasn't even an almost close fight. He beat the brakes off this motherfucker. All right, so. Deku ends up reporting back to All Might and then takes off again because he senses some danger. So he's not working by himself, technically. He's technically working with All Might and some other people.
Best Genius,
Hawks, and Endeavor. They're all kind of working together, but he's not working with the students anymore because he wants to keep them safe. I'm guessing he's thinking that at least with the the elite heroes, they can handle themselves.
But what are All Might gonna do? He's just gonna pick up the phone.
I mean, he's frail. Yeah. So
because he can't, he's zero now. Like he can't even tap into All Might if he needed to, right?
Yeah, he can't. He can't do. We're gonna see. So All Might actually fills in Hawks, lets him know that Deku's busy. And then with Endeavor and Best Genius against the other escaped villains, protecting his word, the top three pro heroes team up with them to take on Shigaraki and AFO and round up the escaped villains. And at the present, Hawks reminds All Might that all you can do is support Deku, bro. You can't really fight. You weak out here. You frail. You brittle. All right. So just
say he need life. Mike Hall said he need life alert.
You know, he need life alert.
Just talk, and he can't get up.
Talk to your boy. Give him some guidance because you've been there before. But other than that, yeah, it ain't happening, dog. So
you're not that guy, pal.
Yeah, so that's how that episode pretty much ends. And that's episodes 19, 18, and 19 of My Hero Academia. That is the week cap from KB.
Round of applause. The Kenan cap.
The Kenan cap, the week cap. I'll take the Kenan cap instead of the week cap. Let's stay positive and the key cap.
No, the weak-ass Kenan cap.
Week cap, key cap, whatever.
key cap?
So let's get into these questions. Give myself a round of applause for that that keycap. And
did you just give yourself a round of
applause? Absolutely, man. Shit, I deserve that shit. So let's get into these
the
questions.
The last one you did was Bleach when Yamamoto pulled up.
That was brutal.
That was bad. I'll never forget that comment. I think it was either Mike Hall or Speck, or somebody said that you made them sound like people in Wakanda.
Somebody was like, help! Potions! Verbal potions! He needs them. All right, so first question, man. Do you think, after all this happens, and they told Deku he has to actually make a kill this season, do you think Deku has it in him to kill Shigaraki?
I want him to. I guess that's my answer, but I don't think he does. I think he's going to live off of that, but he got to get him. I think for if you're going to go dark and you vigilante Deku and you're going to see that this motherfucker is not to be reasoned with and this child that's asking for help that you think you're seeing is not what you're really seeing, get him up out of here. Get him up out of here because I think, and I may be wrong, but he's going to have to do that. Like, we've already seen that Endeavor, as great as he is, does not have the capacity to beat Shigaraki. Neither does Hawks, neither does Best Genius. I think those...
Genius?
Genius. Best Genius. Nah. They don't have it. They don't have it. I think in a group effort, they might be able to, but I still don't. I think it's going to be a solo battle between Shigaraki and Deku, and he's going to have to put the finishing blow. And it's not one of those, like, he's going to ask him, like, hey, do you want to live? And he's going to be like, you're going to have to kill me, and he's going to have to get him up out of here. So I hope.
Yeah, I mean, I think where they're at in the manga, there's a lot of battles still going on. You know, I guess it's not really a spoiler. They're still scrapping.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to accidentally kill him. I don't think it's going to be one of those, like, yo, I'm trying to kill you. I think it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be a blow that's just like a death-defying blow. Mm-hmm. And then Shigaraki's just like,
I'm up like, out of here.
Yeah, it's, you did it. You're us now.
Yeah.
You're a killer. Yeah. And just like, but I didn't mean to. It's just like, well,
that's it.
That's that blow. I'm not coming back from this particular blow. And it's a wrap for me. And I'm about here, bro.
Do you think the story will be over once he's on? Or you think they're going to keep pushing past that?
This is what I guess my later thoughts. But this is what I want from my hero. We have other countries that we've never seen before.
Mm.
And I would love to see now, because he's not considered the greatest hero in the world, is he? He's considered the greatest hero in his country? Because All Might wasn't the greatest hero in the world, was he?
I don't remember.
So I want to see other countries get it in. I want to see other countries. I want to see America's heroes. Mm-hmm. One, we probably have some more black people. But we'll see all type of cultures. We see all type of cultures, type of genders, all type of stuff over there to where it's like, I want to see the different powers in our state. Mm-hmm. I want
because the black dude, what do? He makes stuff hard, right? Pause.
The lock dude?
Yeah. He just like.
It's either hard or he can like lock shit or something.
Yeah, it's like he touches it and it's like.
Yeah, but so it's like I would like to see a version of like the heroes in Africa. Like that's gonna be fire, bro.
Yeah, it'd be dope.
So I would like to see different. Like I would like to see after Deku's story kind of wraps up, if he's not technically the number one hero in the world, he's the number one hero where he's at. We can literally go have another like four or five countries have their own one.
Mm-hmm. All of the My Hero writers kind of looking at you side eye, like, come on, bro. You see what we doing out here? I'm at my wit's end trying to make these quirks creative.
At the end of the day, y'all trying to get this money. You try to make it like Dragon Ball Z to where this is endless. This is like for our generation is dead and gone, and this younger generation can rewatch it or see a new version of it, you know, and then be like, dope.
Bring your ass in here then.
Yeah. I'll take the check.
Bring your, go make Africa's and Europe's quirks then.
Hey, come on, let's do it, man. Come on, Ryan Coogler, what up, baby? Come help me out, man.
Ryan Coogler?
Yeah, I want Ryan Coogler to help me out, man.
Oh, you asking him for help?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
That's hilarious.
What up, Coogs? All right, so I didn't even get a chance to fully go deep into this question myself. But so we saw Deku actually have to, you know, he keeps talking to these all for one wielders, and he can kind of tap into it and have discussions with them. They can give him advice, give him advice on their powers and how he can use it and stuff like that. And it's big on his growth going forward as a hero and how he's going to even use their weapons as tools. Mm-hmm. If you could have three celebrities, I only chose three because I didn't want to go into like the eight or nine, whatever. If you can choose three celebrities that are dead that you can talk to consistently, who would they be? Damn, this is kind of a hard question because I didn't really get a chance to fully think this out myself. But I guess one I would go is Malcolm X.
Damn. That was going to ask you, does he count as a celebrity?
I mean, I guess it depends who's looking at him. Hmm. He's technically, I guess he was, he's not, when I say celebrity, it can be just somebody that's technically famous. He was famous.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah. So famous in a sense.
Okay.
I would choose Malcolm X, just a lot of guidance, stuff like that. From what I do in my world, I would probably go to Richard Pryor as a comedian. I probably can go to other comedians, but I think I would go to Richard Pryor just to talk to him, getting advice on how to storytell, not the necessarily correct way, but just to be, I feel like I'm doing a good job storytelling when it comes to being a comedian and being vulnerable, but I feel like he's the king of that. You know, he talked about shit that, he's like, yo, this motherfucker sucked dick for crack. Like, that's... Like, I don't even, if you did that, how do you say that on stage? But like, I'm going to make this into a joke and be like, ah, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Richard Pryor did it?
Yeah.
What?
You know he sucked dick? Look it up. Google it.
What?
Yes. Yes. Let's see. Let's try to, I mean, you guys are live on the stream. Let's see.
What?
Richard Pryor.
No.
What?
No way. Like, famous Richard Pryor did this?
I suck dick. He said it on stage, drawing his audience back in to the scene from the red light districts of his childhood. Back in 1952. Yeah.
How Pryor's old was he?
At the Hollywood Bowl. Mm-hmm.
How old was he when he did that?
Let me see. 1977, he took the stage at the Hollywood Bowl as a headliner. I don't know if you remember, he actually bombed, I think, that Sunset Strip show. He bombed the first night, and he had to redo it the second night.
Yeah, I know that. I remember that.
Yeah. And,
which is nuts that he bombed. You sound like the fastest reader. It's like, all right, well, what did you read?
Yeah. But yeah, he talks about how he did that. That's huge. Yeah, you want kicking your ass if you sucking dick. Yeah, that's like a huge thing that people talk about with Richard Pryor. Hmm.
What?
Yeah. Did y'all know in there? He was grown. He was grown and looking rough.
Was he?
It's uncomfortable, but he said it. Yeah, he said it.
Was he an adult when he did that?
Huh?
He was an adult when he did that?
When he sucked dick?
Yeah.
Yeah. He smoked it he did it for drugs. He was addicted to drugs bad.
So he was already rich when he did this?
Yes, from what I know, he was rich. Richard Pryor. No.
Fuck it.
But yeah, I would want
to... That's nuts.
I would want to talk to him just because that's, you know... Do you know about that, Cam, or no?
Yeah, now that you say it, I think I've heard of the story before.
Yeah, that was huge. So I would want to talk to him. And then I was thinking about somebody from family, like like I guess like maybe even like my I'd probably be like my maybe my grandmother on my mom's side because I feel like she's just always been that calming person that kind of keeps me grounded.
She's a celebrity?
Oh, celebrity? Nah, I mean to me she is.
You I mean the question.
But she's famous to me, man. She's famous.
Oh,
to me.
All right, no. All right,
I want to use her. Not my grandmother. But so last and final one as I'm trying to
who was number two?
Richard Pryor.
And Malcolm X. Okay.
Malcolm X.
Yeah, okay.
And last but not least, dead.
Yeah. I have to say it like that.
I don't want to say, I was going to say even Martin Luther King, because I feel like, but I feel like there's similarity. Because I was going to use, you know, to kind of get their tactics in the scene of like, to how to push the community forward in a way, one, to not get me killed, right? To do it in a way to where it's like, they're not going to execute me or assassinate me, but also, you know, to put forth the plan that he actually had and do it in a way strategically to where it's kind of like a little bit undercover. So now that I can talk to him, like, all right, I did it this way. I was kind of loud about it. You probably got to do it this way to get, you know, the people on your side. And then this is how you can put the money back in the community and also get people to come together without probably getting killed before you're 40 years old. So, yeah, I'll use that as my three as of right now. It's like I went with something different. But, yeah, who do you have as your three celebrities you can talk to constantly? Go back into your mind and be like, all right, I need some shit like Deku's doing.
First and foremost, Kobe Bryant. Definitely Kobe.
That's big.
Mamba mentality. It'll kind of just be to check in and be like, hey, am I, you know, because somebody, I saw this, I forgot who said it. I think it was somebody that was either Kobe's trainer or somebody, and it's like, I see all these motherfuckers online talking about Mamba mentality, and it's like, none of you guys have the Mamba mentality.
Clip, yeah.
None of you guys are living like he was living. None of you guys have the Mamba mentality, so to speak. He's like, I've only seen a few guys that even can do half of the work that he does. So I think having somebody like a Kobe in my corner to talk to on a consistent basis so I can even have a half of the Mamba mentality. I think that'd be great. I think that'd have a great impact on my life because I do try to live in that space. A lot of the feedback that I get is I work too hard and too much, but I think just being very strategic and more disciplined and more time management having more time management with that would be great. And I think that's something that he can help me with, or at least talk through with. The second will probably be Fred Hampton. Just because, you know, a lot of the reasons that Kenan just said is the way that he was able to mobilize so many people, thousands, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands at some point.
Great speaker.
Of people through, and he went in some very treacherous areas to build his following. So I think when he was able to do that, obviously no social media, just connection face to face, and do it to a space where, you know, he influenced people on both sides, you know, started in the middle and worked on both sides of the coast. I think what he was able to do, which is why he ended up getting assassinated. It wasn't assassination. Let's just make sure that that's said. But I think talking to somebody, because that's something that I am interested in as well, is in mobilizing my people in the way that he did. And I think just getting that kind of that blueprint from him and be like, hey, man, we got social media. We got a lot of shit that you didn't have back then. What can I do with this to, you know, to be, I guess it's terrible to say this, but a more successful version of you. And then third, I mean, I was going to go with Richard, but I mean, I want to go with somebody different than who you chose. I think Muhammad Ali would really be a good person to talk to.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great because I think he is kind of a combination of both of those guys. I get, you know, I get the dedication to an athletic craft in the boxing side of Ali, but then the activist part, you know, is something that he was big on too. I mean, he gave up years of his prime to stand for something that he really believed in. So I think getting that and how to be a celebrity and fight for those things. I think talking to him through certain stuff is like, hey, I'm big time now. How can I navigate through these spaces and still, you know, ride for my people? I think that'd be three people that I love to have in my corner.
Yeah. All right. Those are three good answers. Next question. What is your least favorite one for all powers? You mean all for one? Talking about the hero. Or you mean the villain one?
The one for all. Deku.
Okay, that is one for all. Yeah. It's all for one, yeah. Mm. Right. So which power, what's the weakest one so far, or at least your least favorite?
That smoke screen kind of weak. I'm not a fan of it. I think it's cool right now. I think that's just kind of gimmicky, especially how he was using it. You guys can't see my face, even though I got a mask on. I don't know who this guy is, and how he dips in and out of cover with it. It's cool, but I think you can float. Float is a close second, honestly, but you can float. You got the whip. You got the strength. I think all of those are very functional in battle. At least I haven't. And again, I've always said that these riders make these quirks do something crazy, so I'm sure they can make the smoke screen something dope. But as of right now, my least favorite is the smoke screen.
Yeah, I didn't want to double up on that because I feel like I don't know. I feel like that is the weakest one. But I guess if I was picking a different one, I can't because I feel like the little census one, you could say that's weak. Like, if I had that myself, but I didn't have any other powers,
I'd be pissed off.
I'd be hot because it's like, hey, what could I do? It's like, oh shit, something coming. Ah!
Yeah.
Like, it just
move out the way.
It just lets me know my death is coming quicker. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah. I'd rather not know if that's the case.
Yeah. So I think you can move, though. It's quick enough to where you can move out the way.
I don't know where the danger is, like, how far it's away. Is it giving you a split second notice?
He used it. He was able to move and.
Well, I'm saying for him, he has power. I'm saying for me, if I had it and I didn't have any powers, I'm trying to break it like that because you already picked, to me, the weakest one, too, which is the smoke screen. It's just like, as of right now, I think the smoke screen can actually be dope if you utilize it correctly. But, like, you know, right now, from what we're seeing and how it's been used, smoke screen is the weakest. But I guess, like, if I'm choosing something different, you know, the Spidey sense is, like, it's actually kind of cool. But that was what I would choose as my thing. All right. Which one I want to make the last question? I'll probably say that for next week. All right. This last question then. Do you like solo Deku more or team Deku? Right now, I like solo Deku. I like Deku just being, he's assertive now. Right now, there's no him questioning himself. This is the most confident I've ever seen him. Yeah. I've never seen him this confident before on this show. He knows what he needs to get done. This is his best look as of right now. And I'll be real with you. And people are probably gonna kill me for this, but like, I didn't necessarily like the look in the manga when I first saw it. I was just like, this looks a little cheesy to me.
It does. It did, yeah.
But on here, I don't know why, when it was animated, I was just like, this shit looks like, it looked fire. Like, with the whole, like, little scarf he had what's his name scarf? What's the name thing on his neck? What's his name? The little dude.
And then with the balls? No. Gran Torino.
Yeah, Gran Torino's kind of like a cape kind of wrapped around his neck or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, his whole swag right now is at a 10, bro. Right now, solo Deku swag is at a 10. Mm-hmm. He bout it. I'm with him. I'm behind him.
He's socking his out in one punch.
Yeah, he's socking Cass out in one punch. He's not saying like, should I go full cowing? Mm-hmm. Can I save you? He's just like, nah, I'm socking you the fuck out. Mm-hmm. What's next? Hey, All Might, you good? Oh, shit, danger. Hey, man, peace. I gotta do some shit real quick, bro. Yeah.
I like that scene. That was a good scene. Because I don't need y'all.
Yeah, it's like, I'm dealing with y'all. I'm having this discussion with y'all for this shit. But it's like, technically, I'm stronger than you motherfuckers too, to be honest.
Honestly, he can get all of those guys up out of there.
So, yeah.
He can get all of those guys. He can get Hawks up out of there. Best Genius up out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Endeavor might give him a little problems, but after a while, he can. If it came down to it, he can get Endeavor out of there.
Yeah, I think it just depends on if Endeavor's going for the kill. And he's like, all right, let me literally incinerate this motherfucker in the flames.
Yeah.
That can still be done. But, other than that, I don't know, man. What about you? Solo Deku.
Solo Deku all the way. I think Team Deku is more concerned. Again, I only bring this up because I brought it up a little bit the other day. It's the Gon. I mean, the Kite being with Gon and Killua situation, and all the anime troops of, I can't do what I need to do because people are here. The Yamamoto and Bleach. I can't even pull out my Bankai because we have people around here. Like, that's an ongoing theme in anime. It's like, I can't get as busy as I want to get. Is because people are around me.
Yeah.
So I think Deku is in that space where it's like, all right, I couldn't do what I needed to do because, you know, I had the homies with me. I ain't got the homies with me no more, little bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to turn up, and I think this is the space that I want to see him in, and I want him to turn up. I honestly, I want him to kill people. I can't get over that.
Not in a bad way.
Yeah.
You like, know, just like some of the villains, you gotta go, bro.
You gotta go. And when it, but I guess I'm kind of caught off guard by, have they always set the precedent that the heroes don't kill? Because I feel like this is something very recent.
No, I think they kind of set it up kind of somewhat early, so where it's just like, you know, it's also like, you know, it can get done another way. Hmm. But I think some heroes probably have killed and probably even killed on the low. It's like, all right, man, if I got to get you up out of here and you're not willing to come, you up out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know if Endeavor's killed or not, but I feel like he might have. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it?
That's it.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So let's give our likes and dislikes real quick. Let me jump right into Rob's first, because Rob actually sent me his scores and his thoughts on My Hero and Garen Logan. So he's like, My Hero, the Council of One for All Wielders was really cool. And he's very curious about the last two wielders, because, you know, the whole time that discussion was happening, they kind of had their faces towards the wall, like they were in the corner. Like, oh, stand your ass in the corner, you weak motherfuckers. So seeing that they had chosen to help Deku yet anyways, Rob also said he's got to wonder why they are still holding out on him when the resets are all in, when the rest is all in. Really awesome to see Deku teaming up with the top heroes, running around and like a secret Batman, and hopping between quirks, just having a blast with this show. And it's really cool to see this level from Deku. Much he made short word of muscular. So far the show is dope. 8200 for his score.
Damn.
For these two episodes, what about you?
I enjoyed him. I think even though he was getting busy and, you know, they dropped more information, this was kind of just like a middle of the pack type episode, especially coming off of what we already seen. I can't give it that high of a score that Rob gave it. But he got busy. It's cool to see Deku in this space. It's cool to see, you know, they're still dealing with the aftermath and you feeling the aftermath. This shit got really sad really quick, and it has no issue sitting in the sadness. And I like that. And I like this, like, hey, even our intro is sad. Like, we gonna let y'all feel every part of this sadness. And they are. And I am a fan of it. But they did scale back on the action to give you the sadness. So for that, be at like 6600.
Okay. I like these two episodes. These two episodes, you know, are these two were very important for his character building. Extremely important. They just let you know, like, look, this is why he's about to be a whole different motherfucker. He, from now on, he's not about to be the same person. He's not going to be lighthearted, goofy, fun, crying. Just no more of that shit's happening now.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
You know what I'm saying? We explained to his mom what happened, what the deal is. She knows the risk that's about to happen in this bitch. Like, so I feel like even from an action standpoint, it necessarily wasn't, like, as much as the other episodes. But at the end of the day, you know, I love story also.
All right.
This is very important to move the story forward and important for Deku's story in general. And like I said, he got muscular out of there quickly. And that second episode, to me, was dope. Just the look. And it was, I arrived now, bro. This is a brand new character in a sense.
Yeah.
Some little similarities to before, but he's essentially a brand new character with a very different thought process. So for me, I give these episodes actually a 7,800, just because it's like, They were actually important. They were needed to show you that Deku is a different person. You know what I'm saying? At least the first episode was for him to set it up. And then when he fought him, like I said at the end, he's like, he dropped the dude off, came back, you know, he talked to All Might. All Might's like, all right, Deku, da 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 da. They called him up, like, so what's going on with Deku? He's like, hey, bro, I'm out. I got shit to do, man.
For best genius was like holding the phone. All
yeah, all spectacular. Yeah. And it was like, you know, everybody else is like, yo, he's, you know, he's different now. This is, we now know who the strongest character in the show is.
Mm.
We're pretty much at this point.
And we owning it. I'm owning it.
So for me, that was super dope. You know, I think Mike Hall said he gave it 6,500. Surf Spectacular said 7,000. Yeah. So yeah, that is My Heroes episodes 18 and 19. Now let's jump into Gear and Logan episodes 9 and 10. And to these keycaps, let's get into them.
Right. Weak ass.
All right, so right now, the capital of the Beastman Empire is starting to heat up. The three remaining bosses.
You wrote that?
What?
It's starting to heat up?
Yeah. It's heating up. the three remaining bosses, Adaini, the Elegant, Guame, the Unmovable, and Cytomander, the Shift, They have been reporting to the big homie, the Spiral King. All right, but what happens to these names are butchering me, this bitch. Thy MILF. It's been a minute since Kamina got whacked and
MILF.
Thy MILF, whatever his name is. The dude that just got what he got smoked out. He got beat up.
Oh, Themith.
Themith?
Yeah.
The way they spelled in this bitch is crazy. All right, Themith. And it's also been a minute since Kamina has gotten his ass whooped and got killed.
Hey, man.
The mood and
respect
team.
Respect the dead, bro.
Yeah, he was annoying at some points. The mood with team Digurin is very, very low. Simon is feeling guilty about Kamina's death and is plotting the next Gurren Lagann as all... He's plotting the Gurren Lagann all reckless and... He's piloting the Gurren Lagann all reckless and full of rage during a nasty brawl. The Lagann pops out and ends up crashing. Simon wakes up surrounded by boxes, and he sees a Beastman gunman chucking, getting it in, one outside. I'm trying to read this shit fast. He sees it. He pretty much sees a trunk or something. He sees it outside, and he opens it up with his drill key. And what do you know? He finds a nice little young lady. I don't get why you're laughing.
No. Please read that
what do you know?
The box part. Start from there, please. Heard them dropping the box.
So he finds a young broad in with pale hair, with pale skin, gray green hair. She introduces herself as Nia, and
what do you know?
And Nia, and just as a Beastman gunman comes out and starts popping off at them, and you know they actually get saved by Team Digurin, led by Catan, who thinks he's actually the new leader of this crew, and he's not. He might be more annoying than fucking Kamina. He's starting to annoy me because he's actually trash, and he's trying to become the leader. So back to Digurin. The squad is wondering who Nia really is, and then Iodine and her Shuriken attack them.
Iodine.
I don't know what her name is.
They're out here fighting substances.
Iodine.
Ends up attacking. They're finding medical shit.
She pulls up on them and starts to try to get it in. And Nia steps up to reveal that she's actually the daughter of the Spiral King himself. And that is end of episode 9, going on to episode 10. Iodine was out here set tripping. When she saw Princess Nia.
She about to help somebody get their blood drawn.
She's out here set tripping. When she saw the Princess Nia chilling with the humans, she wasn't having that for real. So she takes off, but vows to come back. I will be back, motherfuckers. I'm going to be back, and I'm going to beat all y'all asses.
Yeah.
When she gets back to the capital, she is shocked to hear that the Spiral King gave his own daughter up. Gave her the boot. Said, yo, I don't really give a fuck about her. Right? You can do whatever you need to do. I'm not really a fan. Iodine promised to take out all the other humans and avenge Thyroid. His name is Thyroid now.
You got to stop eating thyroids.
Viral tries to roll with her, but she beats him down with her scorpion tail. She's whooping her ass. Over at the Digurin, Catan tries to... remember, she's being like those kind of like the weaker ones.
What?
She's fighting the weaker what's it called?
When?
Nigga, on the episode.
When did she do that?
She had the little scorpion tail pop out, remember?
And then the Yoko shot it, and then all of them.
But they came at her, and they're scrapping. They're literally, they're all like four of them, like gang up on her. They jumped her, and she's fighting with them. I need you to shut the fuck up. That's what I need you to do. I need you to shut the fuck up at this particular point in time. If you're not going to... I need you to shut your ass up. All right. So Kitten's over here. He tries to get info out of Nia.
Kitten?
Yeah, Kitten, the new leader, as he calls himself. He's trying to get info out of Nia, but that's not working really. So he tells Simon, "Hey man, I need you to get some work, man. I need you to start talking to her, get her to spill the beans. And what is she about? What's going on?" So now they're kind of beefing inside. She's to let her know that she's beefing with her own man, the Spiral King, and they talk about each other's past and about how Kamina, bro, and stuff like that is like, you know, your pops, you know, he essentially sent the word to kill my bro. So, you know, like, this is why we have the issue with your pops. You know, it's not that there's no hard feelings, but, like, your pops, he got to get this work because he killed my homie. Nia tells Simon to stop dwelling in the past, which she's wild for. Like, just, like, you need to just suck it up pretty much. It's like, bro, my homie died not even too long ago. You're wilding out. I just whoop your ass, too. But he doesn't. All of a sudden, Iodine rolls back up. And her and her... I don't even know what it's called. Sharoon? That's what it's called or whatever?
What?
Her, I guess her thing, whatever it's called.
Let's not forget that it's talking out of its vagina.
Yeah, and then it mouths out of the pussy.
It make the pussy talk.
Yeah, so she must got that fire. This would be real.
She's kind of, you know,
would you smash a half humanoid, I guess? I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Man.
If it's still at the buzzer, why not? Yeah. All right, Nia tells her, she wants to see her dad. Iodine tells her, like, look, man, your pops don't really fuck with you, to be honest with you, man. Actually, he actually sent me here I can kill you. He said, I can kill all you motherfuckers. He sent the word. He was like, really? My pops wouldn't say that about me? He would send me to death, too? Hey, man, he don't give a fuck about you, man. You want to know too much information, so we're going to get you out of here. Simon tried to actually start up the login again. It's a no-go. He tried to save Nia, but that's a no-go either. But the rest help jump her, and they get it in. They start fighting her. Nia actually gets the nod from Team Gear and login now. She's a good person. They like her now, blah, 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 blah. She's grateful that Simon's coming out of coming to her aid. But Simon is still down because, you know, he lost his homie Kamina, and that's kind of how the episode ends. And, yeah, episodes 9 and 10.
How'd it end?
It ended with them. Actually, you know, they go back. You know, Vagina Girl, she retreats. She retreats after Homeboy comes by, helps her out. Like, look, you can keep fighting if you want to, but, you know, it's all bad from here. It's like, all right, let's retreat. Let's get up out of here. And they dip out, and they pretty much go back, and they have a discussion and be like, hey, you know, we trust you now. Spiral King's daughter, you're kind of cool with us now. So that's essentially...
There's a whole nother part at the end of that.
Look, man, I don't give a fuck. This is the keycap.
So Nia pulls up to Simon's quarters and is like, hey, I brought you food. And then he's sitting there struggling. He's like, hey, come out. I need to talk to you about some stuff. And then Simon is just like, no, I can't. I can't talk. I don't want to talk. Bro is not here. How can I do this without bro? I can't do it without bro. So you're just going, that's... Really, Howard, you forgot all of that.
No, I don't give a fuck about that.
Oh my god,
I didn't give a fuck about it. It's called the key cap, we cap. That shit was that. Not that it wasn't important to me. This. Let's get into our thoughts.
Well, what do you know?
This shit is trash, man.
Trash.
These episodes. We'll get into our questions first.
That's hilarious. That's the greatest recap I've ever heard, man.
Oh, it's gonna always be. All right. So let's get into the first question. How quickly do you think you can get back in the battle after losing someone close?
I think it really depends on the circumstance. If we're in a space that, you know, I lose somebody close to me and the enemy is there, then I still have to get active and I have to be calm and controlled and fight as much as I can. I know I won't shut down like Endeavor Ass does when his family is in trouble. But I feel like I would do it. I think what would hurt me more if we, you know, take care of the enemy or the enemy retreats and then I lose somebody, kind of a situation similar to, I'm sorry. I can't get over the recap. A situation similar to what Simon and them went through because retreated or they went away and then they had to kind of sit with it. I think that would be more difficult than fighting in the moment. I think if that was the situation, you're going to have to give me, again, if I got to fight, I will. I won't go out like Simon did and just be, you know, bloodthirsty, but I give me a week maybe if I had to. If, you know, if I had a choice, probably never. But if I had to do it, because you signed up for it, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like when you kind of sign up for this, I guess the mentality is probably going to be different because you're going to probably go into be like, all right, yo, anybody can get it. Yeah. Anybody can get lost in this.
Yeah.
I don't think Simon actually had that mentality.
No.
And this is all new to him. So it makes sense why he's handling this shit very, very tough. how he's crying. That's why I felt when, you know, Neil was just like, kind of like, yo, he keeps dwelling in the past. Why is he dwelling in the past for? It's just like, bro, my man ain't really been dead for, he hasn't been dead for like
his,
a year.
His body not cold.
Yeah, it's just like, what is it? What was the time lapse on this? Not even a few months, right? Like maybe like a week or some shit?
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's just like, are you kidding me? Like he's not over any of this shit. Yeah. It's like, I lost my chick in a sense. I lost my homie. Mm-hmm. I'm fucked up. And I'm like 12. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The only person that ever believed in me. So I think it's tough. It's like
he lost his chick.
I mean, the girl that he liked anyways, he had a crush on.
No, Yoko.
So it's like, it's tough because if I'm going off, I guess, my mentality now, the older that I am, I'm going to still be destroyed. But like, I think I've seen so much that if it was in this particular circumstance when it came to like fighting, having to defend ourselves because it's life or death, I'll be to push through probably fairly quickly. Then I think I'll be just depressed always afterwards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because the battle's a constant reminder, I feel like.
Yeah, and it's just like the battle's a constant reminder, but then like you say, he kind of had the mentality kind of like Deku, you know what I'm saying? In this particular episode, he's talking about how like, yo, he didn't necessarily want to get anybody else hurt. Like I can kind of go dolo. He was going ham.
Yeah.
And that's why his little login popped out. I was like, bro, what the fuck are you doing right now?
I'm tired, boss.
You doing too much. And even the homie was like, yo, where the drill going? Like,
yeah,
we're supposed to be working together, dog. And it's just like, he's like, man, I'm out of here, bro. You set tripping right now. So, I mean, I think I'd probably be to do it fairly quickly at the age that I'm at now. But at a younger age, nah. If I was his age and lost like my best friend, brother, whatever, nah. I'll be fucked up. I think I might end up getting whacked out in the process, to be honest with you. All right. Next question. Which anime protagonist do you think will have the strongest mech because of their willpower? So what I've been kind of, I guess, peeping from this show is that, like, I guess depending on your will, the mech or the Gurren or whatever that you have can kind of go harder, whatever the case may be. It's kind of attached. It kind of, I don't even know if they're not showing that it's actually linked to you, but I'm guessing it is linked to you.
Your soul, yeah.
Your soul, whatever. So did it say that in anime yet, or that's pretty much what you know from?
I just want to, yeah. Just from watching this stuff, it's really built on, you know, where your mind is at. Because you can also have great real power and that can be strong, but also too, if it's too much, you got to kind of like Nen. You know, yeah. You can't be too crazy with it. You got to keep it level.
Yeah. So yeah, what anime protagonists would have the strongest willpower when it comes to mech if they were in there, if they're in an old mech and it was attached to them like this? Man, this is kind of a tough question. But I if I'm gonna keep it to the anime we even watch, which you don't have to. Yeah. I think it's easy to say somebody like Goku, but I will go with Tanjiro, just because from what we've seen from Tanjiro, he keeps going no matter what. We've seen him get literally destroyed, broken fingers, broken limbs, you know, seeing his sister get fucked up. We've seen him go through a lot and still somehow pull some shit off to help get it done, whether he's the strongest in there or not. You know, that Entertainment District arc, towards the end, what he did, took a fucking scythe through the fucking jawline, bro. Mm-hmm. And still was like, I'm going to push through and cut your head off.
Yeah.
If that's not will and determination to get shit done, I can't tell you what much is, to be honest with you. So, for me, I would choose Tanjiro. I would love to see how a mech will respond to his willpower and his go-get-it when it's time to get active. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I mean, I think easy people would be Vegeta, even Naruto.
You think Vegeta would be easy? Because, you know, Vegeta, he be having those moments where he be kind of sinking. Like, I guess, you know, when they fought, yeah, I guess Broly. It's technically not canon, but the first Broly, or whatever.
Yeah, he fought. I would never forgive Vegeta for that shit.
Never,
man.
Ever.
That was some whole
that
ass.
That was the writer's fault, not Vegeta's.
That was, yeah, that's Toriyama, whole ass. I mean, Naruto's an easy one, too, but I would, I guess, to dig a little deeper, I feel Gon. Like, Gon, I really like Gon.
Definitely, yeah.
As much shit as I give Hunter x Hunter, Gon is one of my top five favorite protagonists. Like, He had one mission, he stuck to it, and he did what he had to do. He never folded. He never folded. Even when Patu pulled up, and it was just like,
yeah,
oh, this is death? Like, he ran, in a sense, because Kite was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
If Kite would have had them stay, he probably would have stayed and fought. But he knew what the fear was in that moment, but he was ready to still get active, but Kite told him to get out of here. I think the willpower that Gon has at every point, even when he's because the majority of that anime, he's punching it well above his weight class.
Dog, he's literally the smallest, physically looks one of the weakest.
Yep.
And he's always hanging with the big dogs.
Always.
Always.
From the hunter exam.
Yeah, since the hunter exam. Yeah, very true.
And then mentally, he's there. You can't really trick him. Like, homie was trying to trick him and stuff like that. Even when they was running in the clouds and shit, or the smoke or whatever it was, like, he has a great mental fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like his will would be, he'd be somebody great. And he can fit into the Gurren, so.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I guess if you got a number two, if you can, I'll give you a second because I'll pick my number two right now. Pick a number two if you got one. I would go with one of the Auerbach brothers, man. I'll go with Ed.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of will.
Yeah, you know, I'll go with Ed because I just feel like, you know, he's the Full Metal Alchemist, and he got that shit the fuck done.
Mm-hmm.
He punched above his weight class, too. And yeah. he never took any shit. You called him short, I'm about to whoop your fucking ass. Yeah. You just call me, I'm about to beat the brakes off you.
Yeah, little run. Because then everybody thought that nobody thought that he was a Full Metal Alchemist.
Exactly. I always thought it was his brother because, I mean, it makes sense. He was full of metal.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when he went up against Mustang, it was like, yo, I want that smoke Mustang. Like, let's get after it.
Yeah.
You know, to me, I think, like, I would love to see him pilot one, too, just because, like, I feel like he's kind of like, he would be kind of like that Mikazuki in that sense. It's just like, yo, I'm getting you the fuck out of here.
I'm not playing games.
There's no games being played. Mm-hmm. None of that shit. So I would love to kind of see that.
I would say Gearless Joe. I think Gearless Joe
would be a great pilot.
Because he's like, I mean, his name is Gearless Joe. He's fighting people without gear. And he's fighting people that have gear, and he doesn't have gear.
Very true.
So he, you know, the willpower to keep going and push through all the adversity in his life.
Mm.
That all the shit to be in, you know, owing people all that shit, for him to fight in the situation that he's in, I think he'd be great.
All right. This is a side question for y'all out there in the fandom. You want to tweet this to us, you want to hit us on the DMs or in the Instagram chat. Who do you think, whose team do you think went out of 2-on-2? You think ISIS team that he just picked, you think they would beat my team? You think Gearless Joe and Gone would beat Edward Alric and who else did I?
You know your other team. This is 2-on-1, y'all. I'm washing his ass. He can't even remember his other person.
Get him up out of here. Who was the other person again? The other person was... Damn, nigga, I'm drawing a fucking blank right now. Why can't I think of the other person? Oh, Tanjiro.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tanjiro and Edward Alric versus Gone.
Wow. Mike Hall said Boji. That's a great pick.
That might be a strong pick out of all of ours.
Yeah, that's an amazing pick.
Damn.
But my team watching y'all. Get going and Gearless Joe getting y'all up out of here.
Nah, I'm not pushing past Tanjiro. Low-key, Boji might smoke us all out.
Nah, yeah, Boji by himself is getting all four of them out of there. That's a great pick.
Yeah, all jokes.
See, Patreon, if you in here, you get to get some real-time reactions with us. See, already Gone and Joe working them boys.
King Mike Hall is your guy, though.
I'm already one up.
King Mike Hall is Team Ice. Let's just be realistic. That's my guy too. The King Mike Hall is motherfucking Team Ice 100% for sure. It's not even close, man.
No, it's funny though because Mike, you know, be hitting me about a lot of different things, man. And he don't agree with me all the time. We be going having our little back and forth.
You gotta agree with you to be Team Ice.
But he rock with me though. I give him that, man. I'm Team Ice and Keenan. See,
and he just shit. In the words of the dude from The Wire, shit.
Shit.
All right. So, next question. Would you be as accepting of Nia as Simon was when, you know, they first pulled her up out of a damn trunk?
Nah, not at all. You came out of a trunk, bitch? No, I'm good. I don't. Why are you here? Who sent you? not even the least bit. I think the street smart side of me would be like, nah, bro. Like, yeah, you're pretty. Yeah, you're a girl. Yeah, you know. You're happy-go-lucky, but I'd just be like, something's wrong.
Well, I mean, for me, out the gate, it's just like, once you tell me that you're the Spiral King is your pops, it's like...
Which he didn't know till later.
Not until later, but it's like, even if I'm like, all right, cool, you are human, you do sing a sweetheart, I'm not going to abandon you here where we're at. I'm not going to leave you in the trunk.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, like, he gave her the shoes and shit like that. It's like, all right, cool. Let's get you back. You sing a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Let's see what the deal is.
You walk in front of me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because that nice person act is going to already kind of throw me up. You're too nice.
You're too nice.
You acting too, like, airheady to where it's like, well, what do you mean? What's a human? What's all this stuff? I'm just like,
how did you get here?
Yeah, I'm not playing it. And then once I find out you're the Spiral King's daughter.
Oh, you got to go.
Like, I'm not even necessarily saying you got to go. It's just like, all right, she kind of stood up for us. She did these particular things. But, hey. Y'all too. Yo, what's her girl named Kyoko? What's her name?
Yeah, with the gun? Yoko.
Yoko?
Yeah.
Yo, gun and eyes on her are 24/7.
Yeah.
She makes a wrong move. Her head is gone. Take it off.
You wouldn't have been moved by that speech she did? That wouldn't have swayed you at all?
Fuck all that. No. I guess for me, I'm not just easily gullible because it's like, after all that, I have to still see more. I have to see, because how do I know your pops, after all this shit that's happened, how do I know your pops just didn't send you over here to infiltrate us?
Yeah. And then this is just an elaborate show.
Yeah.
For you to, like, oh, you're going to send somebody so I can win their trust.
Yeah.
And then they're going to let their guard down and I'm going to get you guys.
Not having it.
That's a great plan.
Because still, for me, I don't think it's fully flushed out. Yeah, I feel like she can turn her back. She can fucking be an even one still. So I'm not even fully
very much on the table.
Yeah, I'm not against that mentality yet. Even with her, it's like we only with two episodes in with her.
Yeah.
So it's like we got what, another 16 more left. I trust none of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still just trying to wonder how I'll get to that in my recap. I mean, my what's it called? So last question, based on what you do the best. Or strongest, whichever your strongest feature is. Because it's hard to see, like, if you got, like, a strong whatever, like, you know, whether it's your will, you know, if you got the hands, whatever, it's like your kind of mech or your garn, whatever it is called, whatever it is, kind of adapts that power a little bit more than anything else. According to your strongest features, what will be your strongest mech power based on how this show is? I had a couple different things. I was going to go, you know, the comedian route and be funny and be like, well, if I just say it, use my words as power, I guess my voice can be like, raw, and then just fucking crush you, whatever the case may be. That's cute. But I'm going to go with the Hazels. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to use the Hazels, my eye power. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like a death stare, death rays, beams coming out of them. You know what I'm saying? Ripping your fucking mech to shreds. You know, hell, even hypnotizing you. They're beautiful. If I look you in the eyes,
why are you talking like this? Why the fuck are you talking like this? Stop this.
Because I'm talking to the camera, baby. Which camera? Am I on this camera or this camera? I'm on this camera? This one right here? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I might be using this just to seduce
Cam,
you.
Cam, don't.
Accentuate the eyes, Cam. Yes, baby. Yes. I'm going to look you dead in your eyes and hypnotize your whole girl and whatever, your whole mech. Your mech ain't going to even be able to move.
I'm you like, Houdini in this motherfucker?
I'm going to be like, yeah, the eyes. Yeah. Hazel, you know how they had a funny nasal hair? Hazel eye jigger look. You know, that was my Blackspace, my MySpace, not my MySpace, my Black Planet name, Hazel eye jigger. Hazel eye jigger stare, and boom, you hypnotized.
Hazel eye jigger stare?
That would be my move,
like,
yeah.
Like Jay-Z?
Yeah, because I didn't want to use the N-word in my name. I wanted to say jigger at the time.
Bro, that's terrible.
It was terrible. It was horrible. And my other name was Scorpio for life. It was for life G,
you
actually.
Know what's almost bad as that?
Hazel Dot.
Well, what do you know?
Well, what do you know? So, what would be your strongest feature as a mech?
I think it'd kind of be probably like a trick in a sense. I think how my mech would be built is that my legs are the strongest thing, and you're like, I just gotta watch out for the legs, and I just hit you with all these legs, leg kicks, all that stuff, predominantly, you know, lower stuff, kick you in the head, all of that, and then actually it's my hair, and my hair is my strength, and I do stuff around there, and I can shoot stuff, my fro turns into stuff that can, you know, if I got my twist, I can do like a Medusa situation and grab you and tie you up. If I got a fro,
your black whip.
Yeah, it can be, if it's a fro, it's like, that's where I'm at my ultimate power, and that can be ice, that can be fire, I can engulf you in it, but I, you know, I lull you to sleep, and you think it's all legs, and then it's actually the fro. That would be mine. And I don't have the Hazel, I'm not Afro Jigga here.
what's your move called?
It's called Afro Picks. Afro All Black American. Afro.
Hey, man.
I just start rapping Ludacris the entire time.
We see something. One look from the Hazel Eye Jigger stare, you're not even getting your hair out, man. It's a wrap for you. It's over for your ass. All right, let's get into our likes and dislikes of this particular these two episodes. I'll go first, man, and our scores. Right now, I'm not really feeling this shit like that, man. I'm not really having Yeah, I'll get into Rob's afterwards. I'm not really feeling this shit like that. I'm watching this show. I'm just sitting here, and I'm kind of just looking. And, you know, I think you can kind of even tell by my recaps. It's just like, I'm just trying to get through this shit. I'm just like, let me just power through it. That's why I appreciate Rob. Because I'm just like, when a show is not necessarily for you, I'm not saying it was weak, because you like it. Brennan likes it. I see that this show can probably get better. But I guess the few mech shows that I've watched, like the I like their tone better as of right now. This show is comedy not die, but I'm like, this show is still lighthearted to me right now. Mm. It's still like it had dark moments, but to me it still feels a little bit lighthearted, still a little silly. With
Simon going through all the stuff that he's going through right now, you think that's light?
That's not light. It's dark. But then we go to like I just hate Kitten, man. I know his name is whatever his name is, but I hate Kitten, bro. He's whack as fuck. I know that he's probably going to be the comic relief in this, and he's going to probably be the next dude. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hopefully to get him the fuck up out of here. I hope he's the next one to go, bro. I hope he's the next one they kill off. I'd rather they had kept calming up. But like right now, I still think like this show is just it's not catching me for real. Like I watched My Hero first this week. I was just like, dog, this shit is just not going to be as good. And I mean, the action was okay. I guess the only thing I kind of like now is that we now have the Spyro King as our villain. Clearly, he's our villain. He's human from what we've seen, mm-hmm. what I've seen. And now I want to know why the fuck as a human.
Why are you thinking human?
I think they showed him kind of standing up at one point. They showed him like standing on like a rock or something, like standing on like a cylinder or something like that.
Yeah, he was standing, but it looked features, like
I guess it looked like he was human form. He was human form. Maybe I could be wrong. But if he's not, I still want to now know his reasoning for one having a human daughter or creating a human daughter, and creating these other people, whatever the case may be. Why? Like, why does he hate the humans so much? Why would you create a human daughter if that's the case? Like, I'm curious to learn these things, but besides really that, and I'm a little bit on Simon's side. I do want to see him now become the guy. He has to become the guy, of course. But now I want to see how he's going to do it and push past all this stuff and become the dude. And if there's going to be any more casualties here, this is only one season, so I'm curious to see if it's a sacrifice. Is he gonna get the fuck up out of here? Because
I mean, you got two episodes left. Are you passing it right now or are you stopping it?
We have two episodes left.
We have two episodes left that you have to make the verdict of stop or keep going. If you had to do it right now, what would you do?
I would see these next two episodes and see what they do.
But if you had to stop the show
right now, right now,
do the whole series or stop it right now?
Me personally, I'll stop it, bro. I'll be real with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Even after Kamina's death?
Yeah. I'll stop it right now.
Damn.
Like, yeah, if it was for me, I'll be like, yo, to be honest with you, I mean, I guess we got to keep...
This next week is the vote.
I didn't know we're actually going to be voting. I thought we were locked in for all the way.
We usually do it around episode 12 is when we shut...
After episode 6. We did it after episode 6 last time, didn't we? For...
Assassination Classroom?
Yeah, I thought we did it for
episode. I thought it was 12.
I can't remember. You could be right. I think for the longer episodes, it could be that. So... Yeah, Brennan. I just said Brennan is popping real quick.
You a hoe? He's not feeling it.
He asked me he had to do the vote next week for the show, and he was asking me would I stop it at this particular point after these episodes 9 and 10, I think it was. And I said, yeah, I don't care to keep watching another 16. He said we got 16 left. I don't right now. Now, but I also said that I feel like the show can be better. I want to know what the Spyro Kings, what his motives are, and I want to see.
I like Spyro King. I said I like the Spyro King.
I want to see what his motives are going to be.
Yeah.
And I want to see if Simon, you know, I want to see him kind of, I guess, get over this and get active. But like, I'm not super. I'm not hype right now.
Special guest Brennan.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to wave at Cameron, but he's not paying attention.
Mm. Yeah.
Cam. I was looking at you through the monitor.
So he can't give his thoughts on My Hero because he didn't watch it. But
I did not.
Yeah, these are episodes 9 and 10.
He'll shut it down. He said he's done.
I'll vote no.
I'll leave it up to Rob then.
But I'm not saying that.
He voted yes on it.
Well, how do you feel about what he said?
I haven't watched episodes 9 and 10 in like five. I haven't watched episodes 9 and 10 in like years.
Nina pulls up.
Oh.
And Pussy Mouth Girl.
Yeah.
I don't remember that well, to be honest. The biggest thing I remember about the show was the brother dying. Like, that's the biggest thing I remember.
It didn't hit him like that, though. Because I watched last week's episode, And it, he could have cared.
Yeah, I know. Rob was like, whoa, you know, like Keenan.
I said it kind of shocked me that
you didn't see it coming, is what you said.
Yeah,
you
I said I didn't see it coming, but I guess for me, I wasn't attached to comedy like that. So I wasn't like, damn, but I was kind of like, man, they took, you're right. This shit has, they have stakes already.
No, there's stakes. Yeah. Shit goes down, but, you know, it's up to you. But I mean, I vote to continue because I enjoy the show. Like, I remember watching, I was like, I enjoy this, but I binged it. So, like, for me to, like, separate a small section of episodes, like, two episodes, of thing, like, I watched all of this entire show in, like, 3 days. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right, cool, that was fun. Yeah. You know, so I can't really speak to it in this particular instance, but I still vote yes, of course.
Yeah. So, I get my score, 6,500 for these two episodes.
But that's 7,500.
The greatest fucking anime podcast.
And this is why he doesn't have no friends.
Like, in the entire world.
People try to be nice and be on his side. And then he does some yelling like that. And this is what happens. This is why you don't have friends, Ice.
Well, I'll say this too. I still like the animation of the show. The animation of this show is fun to me. I like the look of it. Like I said, maybe because I love Kill la Kill too. It's very similar in that sense. But and like I said, I do have some motives to possibly keep going. Like, I'm not like fully. That's why I said, when you even asked me, I kind of was like teetering like, yeah, I'll kill it. But I do want to see the Spiral King's motive still. I still want to know. You know what I'm saying? If we end up stopping and it got voted out.
Sir Spectacular Spider says, I stopped before Kamina died like 2 years ago, and then when y'all started reviewing it, I bulldozed through it and it did better, in my opinion.
Okay, fair. Now I can see that happening. That's the thing. Yeah. I can see that happening. I'm not saying that's not going to happen. So yeah.
What up, Spider?
6,500. Let's get into Rob's real quick before we get into the Ice's. Damn. He said. personal space, man.
What's wrong? I thought we was cool, bro. We out here, man. Go ahead. So, read that, Rob.
So, get off me,
man.
We
good, man. Go ahead.
So, Rob says he likes seeing how.
We can.
But I'm trying to.
I love you, Keenan.
All right. I love you too, bro. Rob said that he likes seeing how Kamina's death has affected everyone, which is like, all right, that's a good point. Especially Yoko and Simon. Simon finally is ready to jump into whatever fight, but it's because he has a death wish, rather than him having anything to really fight for or to save. Seeing more of the Beastmen's generals and the Spiral King was cool. Will be interesting to see how the Princess Nia will fit in with everything, with the group and all that stuff like that. In the fight against her dad, he gives it a 7,000.
Let's go, Rob!
Which means he wants to keep watching. 7,000 is a good rating.
That's fair. Ice.
I enjoyed it. I think even with me, a part of me knowing what happened. I kind of wanted to skim through these two episodes, but I ended up fully watching both episodes because I was, you know, in tune with it.
Sounds like they weren't that good. That's what it sounds like.
No, I wanted to skim through them because I've already watched them before, not because they weren't that good. But I ended up watching them
When episodes are good, I'll rewatch some episodes of My Hero because they were that good.
That's true, but I'm not necessarily like that. I would watch certain pieces, but not a whole episode, 23 minutes? No. But I ended up watching both of them fully because they were great episodes, and I think Bri and Nia and what they've been able to do and Homegirl pulling up, now they've actually built kind of like, I mean, a Demon Slayer, if you will. You know, they have the Upper Moons, which is the generals, and then they have the Spiral King, which is Muzan. So they kind of went into one of those anime tropes of like, you got some people to get to before you get to the Spiral King, and that's finally developed. I think even with Viral not being, you know, if, and it's kind of the demons in a sense too, because Kamina is Rengoku and Viral is like, okay, I'm not even the big dog. There are still people that, you know, he still reports to Iodine, as you would say, and then Iodine still reports to the Spiral King. So I think they're kind of setting up that villain world. Should it have taken them 9 to 10 episodes to do that? Maybe not. But I think, again, it doesn't hurt or hinder. I will say this. I have to refresh my memory, but if Kamina dying didn't hit you as hard as it hit Rob or as I anticipated it hitting you, and I was kind of, not worried, but I was kind of caught off guard how much you didn't like Kamina. I thought Kamina was a character based on stuff that you previously said. I thought Kamina would be somebody that you fucking loved. Mm-hmm. And for you not liking him, I was like, oh no, we might be in trouble. As far as like, you enjoying the show. And then that never changed. Like, you never grew to like him to how I thought you would. And then with him dying, not hurting or hitting you as hard, I'm like, okay, I'm not surprised that you would say to shut it down. What I had anticipated, again, based off of 5 years at this point of data,
yeah,
you kind of went off, you know, kilter of what I thought you would be.
I mean, I feel like with Kamina, I feel like, to be honest with you, like I feel like him being about that action is what I love. I have no issue with that. But him just being loud, and being about that action just blindly and dumb is annoying to me. Because, like, the way he was jumping into the action was like, you can get everybody killed here. It's not about fighting. You can get everybody killed here, dog. Like, you're literally throwing your guy into the fire. Now, you know, plot armor or writer's armor, whatever you want to call this shit, it's like, that's why, you know, Simon wasn't dying, because he's considered the main character in a sense. But it's just like, bro, the way he's going about it, it's like, bro, like, step back and be like, all right, you know what, bro? Let's, like, let him have a moment to where Simon can be like, yo, we do need to retreat, get our shit back together. They can kind of influence each other a little bit. Those are the characters that I normally like to say. It's like, all right, you can kind of be influenced too. It's like, all right, I am acting stupid here. I am kind of wilding out. Let me listen to my little bro real quick. He's kind of right here.
What space would he should have done that then, though?
I mean, I guess, some of these fights, it's like, I think they could have probably retreated and got their scruples together. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of the early fights when he didn't know what the fuck he was doing when they were first jumping into those machines. Like, that wasn't probably fully life or death. You know what I'm saying? But also, this show's kind of been moving.
Everything that I've seen, at least from what I've watched, was life or death. I don't think they really ever had time. The time that they're at right now, obviously, after Kamina is gone, and the bathhouse, they thought that was their time to retreat, and it really wasn't. So they haven't really been in a space where they could have retreated.
To me, I feel like they fought some monster, the weak guys that they could have got away from early on in the show. Just to kind of get together and be like, all right, what the fuck is even happening right now?
But if you think you can beat them,
well, what I'm saying is, it's like, I would like to see that. I don't like full on bullheaded characters. Mm. So when y'all were saying I should like him, I was just like, I see the piece of him being about that action, being me, which would be like, that's Keenan right there. He's about that action. He loves that. But I don't like bullheaded characters.
But
like
even him dropping knowledge on people, even him going against the priest and all of that stuff, that's why I felt like aligned with you as well. Of just like, hey man, y'all full of shit down here. Like,
I was with that. Shit. I was with that.
So again, those are pieces of him that I felt, and the braggadocious part of him of just like, yeah man, like him being out there. And you always talk about how you like your characters. In the end,
my characters are low key though. You look at Trunks, you look at Captain Levi, you look at a lot of the characters that I like the side characters.
But it's
like
still
that.
The confidence,
but they're kind of just like, yo. Chill out before I fuck you up, bro. That's normally the characters that I like. It's kind of like, hey, I'm nice, but he ain't talking too much. It ain't a whole bunch of talking, for real.
Trunks
did a lot of talking.
When he pulled up.
All right.
But, again, that's just what we thought. But I will say, I can't. I know there is some stuff that's about to transpire, but if that stuff don't affect you, then you're not gonna enjoy these next 16 episodes. And I could be wrong.
Interesting. I'm not hating. Remember, the scores that I've given this show is not necessarily, I haven't given these scores like 3,000s, 4,000s.
Yeah.
I've given them around 6,000s. I think even a few of them 7,000s. So it's like, it's not, I don't hate this show. This show is considered to a lot of people incredible.
Yeah.
And it hasn't given me that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm with you. If we were probably powering through this show with a lot, watching a lot more episodes, or if we like coming here and like binge watching 6 episodes a piece, it might be a little bit different. It might be different for me to digest. But it's like every 2 episodes, it's like, another 2 for this. I was like, honestly, I've been liking Vinland Saga more than this right now.
Really?
Absolutely. Not even close. And for me, I've been looking forward to My Hero and Vinland Saga. I haven't been looking forward to watching this show.
Damn.
For real. Not that I hate it, just like out of those 3 shows, I like those 2 shows.
Which
the most.
Is funny too that you would kill a show that you've been giving on average of 6,500 ish.
I didn't give Vinland Saga. I gave both.
No, I'm saying that you would kill a show, this show, Gurren Lagann, but you've been giving it fairly decent numbers. Like the because
we
the
got 16 more episodes, dog. If we had like 4 more episodes, then no, we got 16 more of them things. That's literally like 4, like almost like 4 months. Or 3 months, whatever it is. I don't know my math right now. It's off.
I mean, you could watch it all now. And then.
Yeah.
slowly.
I'm not gonna remember all this shit. You said you saw this. You heard a recap. You heard a recap, man. You heard it, man. Look, man, if Rob steps out again, I'm not gonna have to recap this shit. It's not happening. But go ahead, give your scores.
But yeah, I say all that to say I enjoyed these two episodes. I'm glad to see it's cool seeing Simon in this tough space, and that character development is coming. But I'm just glad he just didn't like, all right, Kamina's dead, and then kind of go about his business, and he's kind of working his way through it. So for that, I will give it a 6,900.
Okay. Yeah, Surface Tackle said two episodes of time for this show is a slow burn. This particular show, it is. And I get that. I can get some shows, watching it at two episodes at a time, it might not be as good. Maybe watching four to five, it might come across as better. It's like, all right, these two episodes were kind of weak to me. Yeah. And these two episodes are fire right here. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be like, all right, cool. That might influence even my thought process with it. But like, watching this show two at a time, it is very just like, ah, to me. But that's our scores. That's Rob's score. Bitchy ass Brendan stepped in here for a second. Y'all said what up to him. Next week, we will be reviewing Demon Slayer. I think Rob kind of actually wants to jump in and do Demon Slayer and Villain Saga. I kind of wanted to just do Demon Slayer, but by itself, because I feel like it can hold its own. But we'll see, I guess. We'll see. We'll talk about that more off air. But yeah, drop your likes and dislikes. I mean, not likes
and
dislikes.
And that's on Tuesday, right?
Yes. We'll be doing that on Tuesday. Yeah. We're watching the screening on Saturday, though.
Correct.
Saturday, 6 p.m.
We going to give any Patreon content?
I will try to bring the phone if they ain't set tripping over there.
Yeah.
Then I will try to record.
I mean, if there's supposedly a red carpet, maybe people will show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we could try to get some recording done in there. RV Danger on all his stuff. Follow him. Bitch Ass Ho Ass Brennan on all his stuff. Brennan Produces. Brennan Produces.
It's Brennan's
Brennan
is a bitch.
Brennan's a bitch, a.k.a. Brennan Produces. Ice, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I've been talking about it. Oh, yes. He is here. Brennan is a bitch.
Did he say bitch ass, ho ass, Rob, too? Did he say that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah. I screamed it.
Bitch ass, ho ass, Rob.
I was just making sure that was part of it. Okay, that's all.
Sure
enjoy yourselves, you all. That's it.
I expect the same energy from y'all when I'm going.
Bitch ass, ho ass.
We ain't gonna treat you different. We ain't gonna treat Rob different.
Making sure, like Rob might get specialty treatment. I don't know.
No, fuck no.
Only I just do.
Oh, we have a dogged out Cam, huh?
When the mirror's on. Here? Yeah, we might have to do that. See, you fucked up, Cam. You fucked up. You gonna be next time we go to drop this. You gonna be caught off guard.
I can cut whatever.
No, next. No, here's a poll for this week. That'll be hilarious if Cam just cut that out from himself. Just like, we'll see about that. Go ahead. So, what's your stuff?
I've been talking about it. I've been working on stuff, YouTube stuff. I got some stuff dropping Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. I got stuff dropping all this week and then all the weeks moving forward until I feel like not doing it. I got a lot of content coming. I got shorts. I got a shit ton of shorts. I'm dropping anywhere between 2 to 5 shorts a day for the next couple months. So, like, I got a lot of stuff in my bag, a lot of content that I've been talking about. It's finally here, and it will start tomorrow. And if you're hearing this, it's already out. So by the time this drops Friday, I got at least 2 to 3 long-form videos and then a good amount of shorts up. So please, please, please pull up on that YouTube. And Ice McGowan on YouTube.
And myself, Keenan Baker, on every single thing. You know, I've been dropping a lot of content on Instagram recently. It's been good content, too. It's been actually doing pretty good. So keep supporting that, whoever's been supporting it. Bonfire Stories, February 25th. We have Niles Epstein. He's a writer on Dave. We have Pat Cloud, who's supposed to be jumping on that thing. We have Jamar Neighbors, and we have
Onward Newton
to close it out for that show. So it's going to be super, super, super dope, man. If you are in the area, please, 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 if you're in LA, come through Bonfire Story. The show is free. And if you guys are actually part of the Patreon or even part of the animation crew, I'll give y'all a little something special, man. So if you come through and let me know, ahead of time, I might have a little bit of merch for you guys, set to the side for you if you can come to the show. All right, so join our Patreon, patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. And we thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out this bitch.
And so anime was solved forever.